Hello and welcome back to my podcast channel, Tanmay Talks. My name is Tanmay and in these podcasts, I talk about small things which can bring a big change in your life and business. You know, we all love to have conversations and sometime during the course of conversation, we come across something really very interesting. Few days back, I was actually having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Rupen Parekh, who is from Mumbai. And he said to me that I'm going to send you something very interesting, a very interesting story that he came across. He did send me that story, but unfortunately, I couldn't read it that moment. Few days later, when I checked that story, I just loved it because it made me think. And I believe that any story which makes you think something is really an impactful story, which also brings to the topic of today's podcast. The difference between contact and connections. Yes, you heard it right. The difference between contact and connections. Now you must be wondering as to, you know, what is the difference between contact and connections. But instead of telling you the difference between contact and connections, let me share that particular story with you, which answers this particular question. So the story goes like this. A monk or a saint of Ramakrishna Mission was being interviewed by a journalist from New York. So this New York based journalist started interviewing this monk. So the journalist says, "Sir, in your last lecture, you told us about contact and connection. I'm really confused about this. So what's the big difference about it? Can you explain it?" The monk smiled and, apparently deviating from the question, asked the journalist, "So are you from New York?" So the journalist said, "Yeah." Monk said, "Okay, who are there at home?" The journalist felt that monk was trying to just avoid answering his question since this was the very personal and unwarranted question. Yet the journalist said, "Well, my mother expired, father is there, three brothers, one sister, all married." The monk, with a smile on his face, asked again, "Do you talk to your father?" Now the journalist looked visibly annoyed. The monk said, "When did you talk to him last?" The journalist, suppressing his annoyance, said, "Maybe a month ago." The monk asked, "Do your brothers and sisters meet often? When did you meet last time as a family gathering?" At this point, the journalist was really uncomfortable. It seems that the monk was interviewing the journalist, not the other way around. But still, journalist said, "Well, we met last at Christmas last year." The monk says, "How many days did you all stay together?" Now, journalist was really very furious and he was getting a little angry. And he was thinking, what is happening? But he still answered the question of the monk. He says, "Well, we stayed together for 3 days." The monk says, "How much time did you spend with your father sitting right beside him?" The journalist, looking perplexed and embarrassed at this point. The monk further asked, "Did you have breakfast, lunch or dinner together? Did you ask how he was? Did you ask how his days are passing after your mother's death?" The journalist's eyes were wet. There were drops of tears. The monk then held the hand of this journalist and said, "Don't be embarrassed, upset or sad. I'm sorry if I have hurt you unknowingly. But this is basically the answer to your question about contact and connection. You have contact with your father, but you do not have connection with him. You are not connected to him. Connection is between heart and heart. Sitting together, sharing meals and caring for each other, touching, shaking hands, hugging each other, having eye contact, laughing together, spending some time together. This is all connection is. All your brothers and sisters have contact, but no connection with each other." The journalist realized that and he said, "Thanks for teaching me a fine and unforgettable lesson." Well, friends, isn't this the reality today? Whether at home or in the society, everybody has lots of contacts, but there is no connection. Everybody is so busy in their own world. In fact, I checked my phone book. You can also check. We may have hundreds of contacts, but how many of them are our real connections? Look at your Facebook. You may have so many friends online, but they all are nothing but contacts. With how many of you do you actually have connections? You have met them, spoken to them, listened to them, talked to them. Are you in touch with your friends? In fact, few days back, you know, someone asked me that, "Are you in touch with an old particular friend, an old classmate of mine, whom I have known for years?" My answer was, yes, I am in touch with him. He's on my Facebook. But few seconds later, the reality sunk in. And then I thought that actually, I'm not in touch with him because I haven't spoken to him for years. I haven't met him for years. It is just that occasionally, once in a while, I may like his post or something like that. Well, there was a time when at least on phone we would talk to each other. But nowadays, thanks to WhatsApp, we prefer messaging for hours but don't take the trouble of calling and talking, at least if not meeting. Isn't it true that in spite of having thousands of Instagram followers and on Facebook, those friends or acquaintances as I may call, your LinkedIn contacts, many times we may still feel lonely? Isn't that the irony? Haven't you felt something like this? So friends, let us not maintain just the contacts, but also remain connected, which basically means caring, sharing, spending time with all our dear ones. And by the way, if you're thinking that who that monk or saint was, it was none other than Swami Vivekanand. And this is a true story. Well, I hope you like this story which makes us think. And in case if you have any story which you think should feature in this podcast and can add value to so many people, just comment me and send me those stories. Please also like, share this podcast if you think this has added some value to you today. My name is Tanmay and thank you for listening to my podcast, Tanmay Talks.